Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from the healthyamerican.org. You're not going to believe what I dug up when I was doing some digging about that Disease X funding, that there's a new bill in our Congress and Senate. So I did a whole video about that for you called Be Afraid, Be Very, Very Afraid of Disease X. Well, there's a lot more to be afraid of. And you know, I'm saying that tongue in cheek, but this is something that really should be of concern to you because I started digging into these bills that are being introduced into our Congress. So let me just share my screen for a moment and I'll show you exactly what I'm talking about and how you can do some digging too. So this is Congress.gov. And this is Representative Lori Trahan from Taxachusetts. Yes, that's how I say it. And I have friends that are from this state, and many of them are leaving this state because of the tax burdens, just like in California. So this is the young woman that is set. I don't know how old she is, but this is the woman that is dead set on destroying your life and what you have earned and your health and all these other things. How can I say that? Well, based on these bills that she has authored and introduced into Congress, the House of Representatives. So let's just take a look-see, shall we? And then I'm going to dig in to a couple of them. My goal on this video is to show you how I found this and how you can dig in if you're interested as well. And then you can write to your representatives because, you know, they listen to us. That's why they're public serpents, because they're, you know, serving evil. And let's just dive in here. So I did a brief view here. So there are, this is 100 results per page, and there's 1,200 pages. So I'm not going to go through them all, but these are a few of the bills that really caught my eye. So Clean Electricity and Transmission Acceleration Act of 2023. So they want to strip you of your choices related to your electricity even faster than before. All right, here's another one. Farewell to Foam Act of 2023. Apparently, she's a co-sponsor. Farewell to Foam. I don't have time to dive into that one. This one was very interesting to me. Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act of 2023. So I'm going to click on the bill. This is HR 6596, and this will take you over to where you can actually read in detail. Now, sometimes they will have a summary, which they don't have yet, but you can click on this tab, which will bring you the actual text of the proposed law. Remember, these are just bills that have to and should be discussed and debated and in the public view. And then if they are agreed to in the different committees and they pass the House, they pass the Senate, they can go to the president or whoever is sitting in the White House for signature. So here we go. Gun Violence Prevention and Community Safety Act. We all want to be safe. Just put the word safe in any law and people want it, right? So here we go. Let's take a look here at some of the illegal restrictions that they are trying, because let's be reminded that in the Second Amendment, it says no law should be passed that infringes upon the right of the people to bear arms. So infringe means to restrict, and that's exactly what this does. Now, I'm not going to click through all of these, but I will look at the sections for you. They want to restrict and have more laws related to licensing, background checks, firearm possession, extreme risk protection orders, different kinds of, I can't even believe I'm saying it, but we'll just call them bang bangs. So here's an example of all of the, just in this one bill, look at this again and again and again. Then it goes into detail with the new law that they want to pass. All right, so that's quite eye-opening. Let's go back. And this next one caught my eye as well. So we'll go back to her summary. No PFAS in cosmetics. You may be in favor of some of these laws. I'm just showing you, or some of these proposed laws. This one caught my eye. Billionaire Minimum Income Tax Act. So we're going to click here. This was introduced at the end of November of 2023. Here we go. This is why they want it, when they say, oh, the government's going to be shut down. I'm all in favor of the government being shut down so they don't act on these acts. Here we go. Billionaire Minimum Income Tax Act. How do you like them apples? Now, I'm not a billionaire. I actually know a billionaire. Maybe I even know a couple of them because they actually are fighting for our freedoms. So let's take a look here, shall we, under the text. And I want to show you how confusing this is. And I think it's very intentionally confusing. And these are all of those that actually are in favor of amending the IRS code to impose a minimum tax on certain wealthy taxpayers. Now, before we go any further, I just a little timeout. Okay. Over the last few years, we've had rubbed it in our noses, this DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, except if you're a billionaire. Now, let me just say that how much money people earn is their business. I am not in favor or opposed to anyone earning money and doing with it what they desire. The concept that a billionaire is going to be taxed even more. Hang on. I'm going to answer all of your concerns about, you know, how they hide their income and they have their CPAs. Hang on. Let's just look at it blankly here and bluntly. So in the United States, we have a progressive tax code. That means with every new chunk of income that you meet, you are taxed more heavily on that income. Why? It doesn't make sense to me. A person who is making $1 million a year is already paying more in taxes overall. I mean, the actual net amount of money going to the government is more than a person making $100,000 a year or $10,000 a year. The government, just by virtue of the percentage, is already getting more from those millionaires and billionaires than they are from the 100,000-aires or the 10,000-aires. So that's even if it were just an across-the-board flat tax. So let's say that there were to be some type of reforms in the tax code. And I know there are plenty of you that don't pay your taxes and you've sent me all over your emails. And I'm on the record to say that I pay my taxes. I don't want to go to prison for not paying taxes. So that's something that I do. Am I in favor of where that tax money goes? No, but I am also in favor of not being thrown into prison. So that's a topic for another day. But let's just look at this sort of, you know, basic view. If there were some kind of reforms where everybody paid 10% of their, tax, 10% of their income in tax, a person making $1,000 a month, or let's just say $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year, $1 million a year, even if it's 10%, 10% of $1 million is more than 10% of $100,000. So the net outgo from those individuals is already higher. Are they driving on the roads more? Are they somehow like, why should they pay more in tax? It's actually a question that I have. And then it's not even that way, that when you start making over a certain amount of money, you're paying a larger portion in taxes. I want to bring that up for you. All right, we're going to go over to TurboTax, and I want to explain what I'm talking about here. So 2023 tax brackets, right? So we just finished that tax year. People are doing their taxes for 2024. If you make up to $11,000, you pay 10%. Now there are all sorts of tax laws and rebates and credits and all of that, but let's just look at this rate chart right here. If you are making $11,000 to $44,000 a year, that's a single filer. There are different, if you're married, head of household, but let's just look at this column to show. You pay 12%, all right? $44,000 to $95,000, you pay 22% of your income. You already are paying more because you're earning more, and now you're paying more on top of that. So it goes all the way up to 37% if you are making $578,000 or more. Now, that's not even including your personal income tax, which in the state of California is outrageous. But let me share something with you. We're looking at $578,000. And you're probably like me going, that's a lot of money. And they shouldn't be worried about money if they're making $500,000 a year. What do they have to worry about? Friends, a lot of these higher income earners are business owners. And when they own a business, then if they have a certain kind of business called an S corp, that income from their business flows into their personal income. So the business might have earned $500,000 and they earned their own personal income. I'm just making easy addition here. It might've been $28,000, but they're paying personal income tax and corporate income tax, which is actually higher. I was showing you the personal income tax for federal taxes. When you add all of those together, people in that tax bracket are already paying up to 50% of their income. How is that fair? But here's what really bothers me. That business owner that is employing people, that is providing a service or a product that people like, otherwise that person wouldn't be in business, so it's useful. Why should they be penalized? And this is what troubles me on these taxes for millionaires, billionaires, and what have you. Why should they be penalized with an additional tax for being productive? Now, it's possible that some billionaires got their money through nefarious ways, right? I did a whole series of videos about fraud and corruption. So there likely could be people in that category. There could be people making $20,000 a year that are also cheating and stealing. So it's not related to the amount of money. What troubles me here is that when our society is all about equity and equality and inclusion and diversity, yet we're not including the millionaires and the billionaires. Now, if they have enough business savvy to have tax attorneys and CPAs that are assisting them in legitimate tax write-offs, for example, I run a business. I had to purchase this microphone at whatever, $100. I can write off the $100 on my expenses, on my taxes. And I'm not giving you any tax advice at all, but I'm explaining that there are legitimate ways to reduce your taxes. And we've all heard the stories of, oh, so-and-so never paid a dime in taxes. Well, I don't even know if that's true. We would have to scrutinize that, go through with a fine-tooth comb through these tax returns, which basically some people have. And that's why some people land in jail and in prison, because they did cheat on their taxes and they didn't pay what the government told them they had to pay. I play by the rules, just for the record. I am squeaky clean in that area simply because I don't want to have any trouble with the federal government. I don't want to land in prison. So what troubles me are laws that are singling out those that own the bang bangs, those that have been productive and have made a lot of money. Why should they be penalized? That's my sermon. That's my riff on this millionaire tax. I'm kind of getting tongue-tied here. I want to go back to what that was called. So this is a minimum tax on certain wealthy taxpayers that takes into account unrealized gains. There's another reason why this troubles me. Overall, I see a pattern where the government does not want anyone to be productive. They actually want to squelch and squash and suffocate and strangle us so that we are no longer being creative, hiring other people. Imagine in California, if you will, that, and you don't need to imagine because it's a fact, that someone who wants to run a business in California, regardless of the size, has to have a registration in the state of California, which is around $800 a year. Now, you may say, Peggy, that's nothing. These big business owners, that's a drop in the bucket. But let's think about somebody that, I don't know, has a window washing business or a dog washing business or run, you know, has a nail salon or cuts hair. And number one, yes, that $800 does make a difference, but think about what that $800 could be used for. That could go back into the business for promotion, for advertising, for buying a new pair of scissors if it's a hairstylist. Why should that money go to the state of California? And by the way, every state has its own fee, but in some states it's like $48 a year. I mean, doesn't that seem more reasonable than $800? So this is just one of the many reasons that business owners are fleeing the state of California in droves, and we're going to see more and more of that. In fact, I think I will do a top hit for you later all about business owners that are fleeing California and some of those reasons that really rub me the wrong way. So as we close out this video, let me share my screen again. And the point of this video was to show you where you could find out about all of these bills that are being introduced into Congress. Congress.gov, I just did a search on it. And here is the one that I was talking about in my previous video about BARDA developing medical countermeasures for threats and the cooties potential. And then I was showing you about this congresswoman from Massachusetts who has been involved in all of these very horrible bills, and they're just going on and on and on and on. So that's what I have for you, friends. Thank you so much for being on board. And I always appreciate you being a subscriber here. So hit that bell notification, everything else you need to do. And then also subscribe. It's absolutely free to my Substack, peggyhall.substack.com. A shout out to those of you that have upgraded to a paid subscription. All content is free to all readers upon publication. But when you're a paid subscriber, you're able to comment, you have access to all of the archives, and most importantly, and most exciting for me, is you are invited to our monthly private VIP Q&A live call where you're not on the screen, but I am, and you can participate in the chat and ask questions on the spot, and I answer those live. It's a lot of fun, and it's my thank you to you, my way of supporting you for your support of me. All right. See you soon, everybody, in an upcoming broadcast.